Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Into the beehive now, and how do bees recognise who is a bona fide member of the nest and who's an imposter? Well, it turns out that it's down to the bacteria that they carry inside them. Either Higginbotham heard how Cassandra Vernier at Washington University in St. Louis has figured it out with her colleague Yehuda Ben-Shahar.
The basic question was to try to understand how bees, in this case honeybees, how do they know who is actual member of the colony? And what we found is that this process, surprisingly, is regulated by their gut microbiome. And the microbiome is a kind of complex microbial ecosystem that exists in the bee gut. And it turned out that these bacteria somehow influence the odors or the pheromones that these bees secrete. And different bees have different bacteria, and hence they have different sort of recognition signatures.
And what experiments did you do to find that out?
One of the simplest explanations or hypotheses is that it's genetics. So we know that all bees that are in a single colony are all sisters. They are relatively close to each other from a genetic perspective. And so it's a very easy hypothesis to test, because what we did is we took bees, let's say from hive Y, and if we took them at a young enough age and we placed them inside colony X, they were treated like X bees, even though they originally came from the Y hive, and vice versa. And so that suggested that bees can't really tell who actually related to them genetically. And because we knew that microbes play an important role in some insects in the way they produce their chemical signatures, these pheromones, this was the obvious next hypothesis, which is that they can acquire sort of a factor that behaves like a genetic factor, yet it's acquired from the environment. So genetics are playing a role. It's just that it's genetics of the bacteria, not of the host bee.
Is there a way that you can manipulate that? Can you take a bee, take out its microbiome, stick it in another bee, and trick the bees that are nearby? Did you do any experiments like that?
Yes, we did, actually. So when we take bees that are very young, they just came out of their pupa. At that moment, when she emerges out, she almost have no bacteria in the gut or anywhere. So what she needs is actually social interaction with other colony members to initiate that colonization of new bacteria that will enter the gut. And it turned out that it's a very similar process, for example, even for human babies. The contact with the mom early on seems to be initiating some of this transfer of bacteria that then will slowly build up the microbiome. And so one experiment we did is to take these kind of young bees and house them in like just small cages with older bees that come from different colonies. And what we found out that they will acquire similar microbiomes. And another way was more direct, where Cassie, what she did is she actually dissected guts from foragers, which are the older bees in the colony. And then whatever come from the guts, mixed it with sugar water, which the bees like to eat, and then tested what happens to their gut microbiome and to their pheromone profiles, their chemical signatures. And again, these manipulations show that you can push the bees to have signatures that represent one colony or the other. And of course, you can also show it more directly by simply killing all the bacteria with antibiotics, for example. And so when we eliminate, you know, as many bacteria as we can, these bees show, again, a difference in what their pheromone profile is. All these things together suggest that there is a pretty tight link between who's in your gut and what sort of you present on the outside.
Yehuda Ben-Shahar, and that paper was just published in the journal Science Advances.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.